It's Bosch and Marsh.
Back for another episode. Ben Bird thought we were dead.
He thought I was dead.
He thought you were dead. Was I dead?
I don't know. This is a weird thing to start off with, but
it is true.
Could have given a quick update since our last March episode, which was at the... It was at the beach. It was about more doors or wheels.
That is true. That was in December.
No, it was in March.
We went in March? I thought we went in December.
The spring break thing.
Spring break thing. Oh, we did. Yes. That was a sexy episode.
Anyway, now we're on our way to Charlottesville to watch Tech probably get destroyed by UVA in soccer. But if they win, then we're going to have a celebratory episode after
the game.
We're
going to storm the field.
We're going to have an episode. We're going to have interviews with the players.
Yes.
That's what we're going to do.
Let's see. What else other updates do we have? I feel like we should have more to say.
We should have thought this out more.
Kyle is in the car with a special guest, Cherie Kyle, as well as, drum roll please, Bird!
Nice.
Yo, yo, yo.
Also, Lauren's driving right behind us. She'll probably wreck.
Hey,
Jaybird.
Kyle, keep it quiet.
What does Bosch and Marsh mean to you?
Oh, it means a lot. Low key. I mean, you guys took me in. Took me in.
That's right.
I mean,
that's right. That's what the
I'm
podcast
literally
does.
Living in your house. The Bosch and Marsh house. So.
He was homeless on the streets until we took him in.
Hey, this podcast is family, as always. So.
Yes. Yeah. Kyle, what does Bosch and Marsh mean to you?
Absolutely nothing.
Kyle, what does it mean to you?
Absolutely zero.
That's a bit cold.
Kyle, a little more.
Kyle, what is your favorite thing about Bosch?
Yeah.
Besides my thighs.
My favorite thing about Bosch is when he shuts up.
What's your favorite thing about Marsh?
We'll have to bleep that out. What's your favorite thing about Marsh?
Favorite thing about Marsh is when I'm not around him.
Oh, like she misses me.
Yeah, it's when she misses you. She likes reminiscing on the good times.
That is true what Jay Bird said, though. We did all move in together.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess since the last podcast.
I think so.
Not Kyle. She tried to, but we wouldn't let her.
Yeah, that's true. Would have been a bit inappropriate.
Yeah. Not appropriate, Kyle.
We had a bit of a hard time logging into the app. I'll tell you that much.
Tried a lot of passwords.
That is true.
Don't say what it is because people can get our money.
That is true. We've made $29. If this listenership gets up to like 1,000 people on this episode, we'll make like another $20.
$10.
We'll just listen to it 2,000 times.
Yeah. I was looking at our international listings. We've got listeners still in Ukraine and well,
I'm not gonna make that joke.
I wasn't even trying to make a joke. I was just listing the international ones.
Ireland! We've got a
listener in Ireland.
Yes. We're not sure if our Ukrainian listeners are still around.
That's too much.
We did have Russia listeners, too.
Where are you going with
this? I wasn't going anywhere with that. I was just saying we had
the one listener.
We did actually have a listener. That wasn't a stupid joke.
Let's see. Jard is large in life, as hairy and hairy as ever, except for on his legs.
Yeah, he's got his little, I don't know what you call his little thing on his
fuzz.
Yeah, but it's really, it's shaped almost perfectly.
Like Kyle plucks out all the hairs that aren't perfect shaped.
That makes sense.
Isn't that right, Kyle?
No.
Kyle Cherie.
If you guys are wondering what lodging you can find on exit 137 on the interstate, there's a Hampton Inn, a Super 8, a Quality Inn, a Howard Johnson, a Comfort Suites, and a Motel 6.
I personally like Motel 6. I've had lots of good memories there.
You gotta chill. This isn't just gonna be us listening to this.
It is gonna be just us listening to this.
I'll listen to it.
Yeah, but somebody.
There was nothing bad about that. I just spent some good nights at Motel 6 and I got good waffles in the morning.
Okay. That was good.
My dad actually found a pair of underwear in his bed when he checked into a Motel 6 one time.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
And that's no cap.
I'm trying to think if I heard any funny stories lately. You guys were going to watch the UFC fight tomorrow night. Kamzat Chimaev weighed in 8 pounds overweight, so that might not go through. He can cut it. He's got a little time to cut it, but he might not.
How do you cut 8 pounds in one day?
I don't know. It's probably doable, but we'll see. If not, Nate Diaz will hopefully win the fight. Big Nate. Oh, that's what we're...
Hi,
I've sort of grown into a big influence guy recently.
He is.
Howie's a big relevance guy. I would say that's probably the most important development of the last 6 months or whatever it's been.
Big relevance guy.
Yeah, big influence guy right here.
Oh, that is
singles
true.
Pack. Yep.
Yeah.
We've all since formed a singles pack. Kyle doesn't quite respect it. She's asked me out 3 times already on this trip.
She's asked me out twice.
However, I am firmly attached to my singles pack.
Yes. Oh, there was a bit of a mix up with the fridges. Jard thought he had a nice fridge, but we gave it to Stu's.
Yeah. Jard also said I'm not gonna have a mini fridge when I get back, which would be problematic. But I think he'll be too lazy to actually do anything.
Jard's too lazy to do much.
Yeah, definitely too lazy to take my mini fridge on a Friday night.
That is true. Jard also has a nice picture frame with like pictures of
license plates,
and that's from Hayden Crone.
Yeah, thanks.
Hayden Crone is a very good looking man.
Yeah, that's a good point. The left shoulder is closed if you're coming up through Salem on 81.
Yeah, avoid Salem right now. Left shoulder closed.
If you need to rent a Penske truck, then 1-800-GO-PENSKE is your number.
Yes. Now, don't mess that up for GO-HENSKE. It's a P, as in persnickety. That's what Kyle is.
Yeah, P is in persnickety. Oh, let's see.
Should I brake check more just to make sure brakes are working?
Oh. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Might as well.
Let's see. Marsh has turned into a very big online shopper.
Oh, wait. Marsh is getting married in a few weeks. People don't know that from the last... I mean, everybody who listens to this is already going to know, but... at the last podcast, people wouldn't have known that.
That is true.
People in Ukraine, they don't know that. The queen probably never found out.
Oh, yes. The queen has died.
Queen's gone.
I was telling Kyle, y'all's listenership probably went down a person in the UK.
That is true. Yeah. She was one of our most faithful followers.
Yeah.
Traffic on 81.
Pretty
typical. We're at 7 minutes, 20 seconds. Let's get it to about 8, at least. What's something stupid we've done lately?
We haven't actually done anything stupid in a really long time.
That's true.
Have we? What's the stupidest thing we've done recently? Kyle.
This is your time to shine. Speak.
Kyle, you can make your mark on the world right now.
Yes, you can.
This is it. No, thank you.
Kyle, you've got one chance. Don't let it slip away.
No, thank you.
Kyle thinks
you're
having
anything stupid. No
paparazzi. So that doesn't mean that Kyle doesn't think we've done anything stupid. And if Kyla doesn't tell a stupid story, she admits she finds us very attractive.
Well, she does.
On air.
Guys, we're so sorry for
the interruption. Kyle ended it. I'm not sure where she ended it at, but I was saying that if she doesn't tell a stupid story about me and Nathan, then she admits she finds us both immensely attractive. And so here's Kyle again without the opportunity. She also put shaving cream on my head.
She just did it in the car.
It was hype.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Speak up, Kyle. Or you just think about how attractive I am. Because you're not telling any stupid stories.
I understand that.
Kyle, you might be admitting this on air right now. Do you know how many people are going to hear this?
Hot take.
At least two.
At least
Ben Bird and right. Josh Bird.
Kyle declines to answer. So that could wrap up about this episode. I'm not sure we have too much more to say, except I need to... How much shaving cream is on my head?
There was a lot.
Now there's...
Hey, Kyle, lick it off for him.
Here, take these napkins and get it off my head, Kyle.
Okay.
Kyle is currently massaging my scalp.
Oh, speaking of massaging scalp, Stoos and Kyle shaved Jack's head.
Oh, yeah, that's
with
true.
With a razor.
Like, bald shaved.
It was bald shaved. It looked awesome.
It was pretty sick.
It was pretty sick, look.
Kyle, get the shaving cream off my head.
Yeah, she got it off.
That's all
the
of
napkin.
It?
Yeah, no, he actually had it more. Careful, don't lean back.
Stop putting shaving cream on my head.
Kyle, that's all the napkins we have. We're
running out of napkins. Stop putting shaving. I don't know why this is so funny. Get it off my head.
Kyle, get it off his head.
Why do you trust me to wipe your head?
Well, who else is going to do it?
Yeah, Kyle.
You. Here, let me
get it off my head.
Get off. No!
Oh my gosh!
Kyle!
This is just a royal mess. Oh my gosh.
This is happening.
No, I don't want to get the stupid shaving cream off my head.
Kyle, get the shaving cream.
I can't even see it.
No, you didn't try. You tried to rub it in.
All.
Here, let me help you.
Lick it off if you have to. Just get it off my head.
I feel like we should wrap up the podcast before Kyle causes any more issues.
This is the last time you showered.
I showered like last night.
Jack's gonna have to sneak into the locker room.
Golly. Hey, that car says if you voted for Biden, you owe me gas money. Big facts. Golly.
That's a little better.
Do you think Kyle we should really release our political opinions to the podcast?
I mean, I don't think anybody can. That wasn't much.
We should probably stay fairly neutral.
That is true.
That way we don't lose half. Ow!
To be fair, y'all did solve the coronavirus.
I'm fairly certain we've revealed our thoughts.
Yeah, I think we have. I don't think anybody needs to hear them again.
No.
But like I've always said, vote blue no matter who.
Vote blue. Vote blue. Yeah, big vote blue no matter who guys right here. Big influence guys too. All right, big influence guys signing off.
Bye-bye.